I thank you, Mike. And joining us here from the U.S. Marshals Service, it's Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. And we actually helped somebody in New Jersey, helped the guys from New Jersey find a fugitive.
Yeah, we did. Last week, we had a gentleman named Caden Mejia Ayala. We got a call from our counterparts at the New Jersey, New York Regional Fugitive Task Force. They reached out. They were looking for this guy, wanted for several counts over a two-year period of aggravated sexual assault on a victim under the age of 13. Ugh. And also between the age of 13 and 16. So it was a pretty pretty vile case to get. We received it, I think, probably the evening before, and we went out and grabbed him the next day. They had information he was staying up in North Conway, so we went up there looking for him, and we were able to figure out where he was working in the area and take him into custody down in Tamworth. So
awesome.
He was taken into custody, charged with a fugitive from justice, and I just heard today that the judge held him without bail, and he's been ordered returned to New Jersey.
Excellent. We like to see the stories end in the right way.
Yeah, I do too. That's and it's good the way it works with us as far as getting leads from other parts of the country. We take those as a high priority, and we work them right away. So that's exactly what happened in this case. And they were very appreciative of that. This was a case that they had been working on for 11 months, and to finally put him in handcuffs was very rewarding to them.
Wow, that's awesome. And then, you know, and you're finding a blip in the woods of New Hampshire, you know?
And that's really what it was. he was working on a back road in Tamworth, New Hampshire, so it was just a lot of luck and a lot of hard work on the part of the team up here. So we're grateful to get him into custody as fast as we did.
All right, that is awesome. That's very exciting. All right, so meanwhile, on the New Hampshire front, we're going to put a new fugitive up there.
We are. This week we're looking for Jason Edward Brooks. He is wanted by Concord Police Department for second-degree assault, reckless conduct, and felon in possession of a dangerous weapon. Apparently it was an assault that took place to a family member involving a machete.
Ooh.
Fairly, you know, within the past few months, and he's been laying low, staying out of sight and trying not to get caught, but I think his time's going to be up. He's 43 years old, 6'2", 180 pounds, has brown eyes, black hair, has several tattoos. He's originally from the Detroit area, so on his left forearm he has the number 313 and DHS. He also has a Grim Reaper and the name Detroit on his back. On his right forearm he has Praying Hands and Detroit again. So he's definitely somebody that's going to stand out. He's got a really extensive criminal history, including drug offenses, resisting arrest, firearms charges, and a lot of crimes of violence. Definitely somebody not to approach and somebody will want to get off the streets as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Are we picking up that he might still be in the Concord area?
We definitely think so.
Okay.
Yeah, we think he's still in the Concord area. He does have ties to other part of New Hampshire, but I think Concord's probably going to be the primary location that he has the most ties around here. So okay. Hopefully somebody recognizes him and they can give us a call. Or, as always, go right on the poster, click the link that says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. And, again, completely anonymous. You don't have to go to court. We don't need your information. You don't need to testify. So nothing like that. Our job is just to find Mr. Brooks.
Right. And get him back where he belongs.
Exactly.
And which I, you know, it sounds like would be a matter of public safety for the general public.
Yeah, it definitely is. He's a dangerous guy. After looking through his criminal history, it's I don't want to say impressive or spectacular, but it's up there as far as seriousness. He's definitely somebody that has an extensive history that should be feared and definitely considered dangerous.
Yeah, but you know, the word machete brought me to that. You know?
Yeah, that's definitely a good clue.
Yeah, it is. All right, and again, the phone number we can reach you at if we do have an anonymous tip we want to give?
Yeah, you can reach out to the main office number at 603-225-1632. Case agent on this is Deputy U.S. Marshal Dan Dempsey. Reach out anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right, it's that easy, folks. And any clue, small or big, you don't have to have the exact all whereabouts, but if any tip will definitely be of help to bring Mr. Brooks to justice. All right?
It definitely helps. Definitely helps. We've had little tips about cars, descriptions, somebody they might be hanging out with, stores that they go to. Those little pieces do help build the puzzle, and we appreciate every one of them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's great. You're the puzzle master. All right, Deputy Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, I thank you as always for our Fugitive of the Week, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that Mr. Brooks comes to where he needs to go.
That would be perfect. Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome, Jeff. It's the Fugitive of the Week here in the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.